This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I want to come back and talk more about the American dream, success in America, where it happens, and just some of the, you know, addressing some of the paranoid viewpoints of a caller we had last hour, and we'll certainly recap it for those of you just tuning in. But first, we should go to the phones, because Justin is on the line calling from British Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little behind on the podcast, so I was actually listening to the Thanksgiving episode with Irina Goddard.
And, from the Free State Project, the president of the Free State Project.
Yes, that's correct. And that brought up a question, because I recall a couple weeks ago, Julia saying that the Free State Project was a little bureaucratic in fashion of the way they think do things, and she didn't really explain that, and I'm not able to call in on the night she's here. So I was wondering if either of you know what that's all about.
It tends to be the way boards of directors operate. It doesn't matter if it's the Free State Project or if it's the, I'm on the board of directors for Cheshire TV here in, it's a cable access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's just that... I don't know. That's just the feeling that I get from the way that boards are structured. It's just a little bit more bureaucratic than, say, another form of organization. They just are a little slow at getting things done. For instance, the Free State Project has been talking about restructuring their sign-up pledge for a while, and as you know, the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire. They're trying to get as many people to sign up as possible, and it's been sort of on the table and under discussion for at least a year, because I know they were talking about it at the last Liberty Forum, and it's been in the discussion phase for seemingly a long, long time, whereas you would think that if this was a good idea, and I think it is a good idea, that they would move faster on it, but the fact is boards don't move fast. You know, they meet once a month, and nothing gets done
in between.
No one's really
the one in charge, the one that has to get things done. So it's sort of the responsibility shared, and therefore never really gets delegated. And that's just sort of the nature of boards in general.
Yeah. So I think that was what her comment was. If that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Because I know, what was it, Mark, that ended up doing a lot of phone calls for the first 1,000, right?
I did.
Right, and that was an initiative that he took on his own.
Well, I cleared it with the president, but not with the board.
You didn't ask for the board's permission.
And,
it would have taken longer if you had.
Yeah, and likely the board
would have had to debate it and talk about it, and,
I don't know. And, as far as those things go, I don't like dealing with boards.
I'd like to say that it's not a shot. Our comments are not a shot at the individuals on the board. It's just the structure of boards. You just can't help it.
I was just looking for some clarity there, because I thought maybe she knew something that I didn't, and she didn't really go into it, so I was wondering about that.
There you go. Any other thoughts?
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, Justin. 800-259-9231. We talked to Banner in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'd like to talk about the Free State Project. I mean the Liberty Dollar.
No, whatever you want to talk about, go for it.
Well, I was looking on the Liberty Dollar's website. I was going to send them some money to fight this lawsuit, but I couldn't find an address or anything. Am I looking at the right place?
As I understand it, I am on their email list, and I haven't gotten an update in several days. As I understand it, there is no place to send the money to yet. The IRS, not the IRS, excuse me, FBI, Secret Service have frozen their bank accounts. So right now, at this point, the only thing that I'm aware of as far as helping the Liberty Dollar is concerned is to go to libertydollar.org and get signed up for their email updates. Then they will let you know via their email update when the fund is available, this legal fund that you could contribute to. So as I understand it, that fund is not online and is not available yet.
Okay, thank you. And listen, I want to thank you guys. You're a breath of fresh air with your talk show.
Thank you, Banner. We're glad you're enjoying it, and thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231 is our SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we got new listeners coming in all the time here. For those of you just tuning in, at the end of the last hour, we had an amazing phone call.
Yeah.
I am still reeling from it. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I'm amazed at how far and how deep this conspiracy nonsense has penetrated its followers, its adherents. Essentially, the person that called last hour said that suggested that the only way that a business can be successful in America is if they are working with
the world bankers, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, these evil conspiracy elite masterminds that are pulling the strings of corporate America.
Right. And he said that successful businesses, from what I heard him say, and I don't want to misquote the guy, that all successful businesses stem from the wellspring of the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and what's the other one? I can never get them all three in the same sentence. The Rockefellers.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, these rich and powerful families. Bill Gates is a rich and powerful guy, and you know, the fact that he started Walmart in his basement, or in his Microsoft in his garage. You know, discounts that completely. Sam Walton didn't provide good customer service. He didn't come up with a formula that worked. He, in fact, begged his success from, you know, Harry Rockefeller, or whichever one.
Right, and then when I asked him about, the competition, Target and the other successful competitors to Walmart and that sort of thing, he suggested that they were all in it together and right. that they all worked with the,
this
you know,
guy doesn't believe in the American dream. He doesn't believe that you can be from a small town, be of, less than or ordinary means, come up with a great system, mm-hmm. a great idea, a great product, and make a fortune. He doesn't believe that.
It's amazing.
He believes that you must kiss the ring of the world rulers. Why would you go on living in that world? That's what I've got to ask. I mean, where is the joy in life?
He is so paranoid and so uninformed. First of all, he was just making stuff up, saying that Bill Gates' family was old money. Bill Gates dropped out of college and started his business in his garage.
Right. I don't know anything about his family, but I doubt very seriously he's old money.
And so he's making stuff up and spouting off his paranoid claptrap as though he knows what he's talking about. And, you know, the suggestion that you have to, again, as you say, kiss the ring in order to be successful and not satisfy your customers in order to be successful is absolutely absurd. Look, I don't care who your connections are. I don't care who you know in the halls of power. If you aren't sending your customers out your front door with a smile on their face and feeling good, they aren't coming back, and no phone call from the Bilderbergers is going to make them walk through the doors of your store again.
Right. The customers aren't worried about the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, and the Rockefellers
right.
and whomever, you know, all these families that supposedly control the world. They don't care about the Trilateral Commission. They care about getting their needs met, and if you're not meeting their needs, expectations, wants, and desires, you need to shut your doors.
Right.
To figure out how to do it.
That's how businesses are built. I mean, is he going to suggest that Woolworths went out of business because they fell out of favor with the world elite? No, they couldn't adjust well enough. They didn't change their business model to compete with the up and coming stores, and business share went elsewhere.
Yeah, I got to say, I have no desire to live in the world that he's in.
Look,
if I'm living in a fantasy world, I'm going to continue living in that fantasy world where a man can, a man can come up with a good idea, he can serve his customers, and he can just go ahead and make a fortune for himself. I'll just go ahead and believe that.
And to suggest that you can't be successful. If you live in Arkansas, and then
I wonder how successful you can be without kissing the ring of the Bilderbergers. Has anybody ever been successful? I would consider this show as on the path to success. I'm seeing
we're profitable.
Yeah, I'm seeing some profits come in. Have we kissed the ring of the Bilderbergers? It's such nonsense.
What about Ted, the guy that owns the network we're on, Genesis Communications Network, which has a lot of shows.
And is successful, certainly.
Now, we're not a show that, that's a conspiracy show, but a number of the shows on our network are, and, they've been successful, and Ted's been successful with his network. Has he been brought into the fold yet? You know, at what point do you cross that line? At what point do the Bilderbergers approach you in a shadowy room filled with smoke and make you an offer you can't refuse?
Right. I mean, isn't it a coincidence that we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, and Ted's there in Minneapolis?
I'm not sure what you mean.
No, there isn't one. That's the thing. And I mean, he was suggesting that there's some kind of quinky dink about it being in.
Well, right, because he suggested that because a successful company came out of Arkansas, that there's something nefarious going on.
Yeah, isn't it obvious to you? It's Arkansas, for God's sake.
This guy has no historical understanding of the world of retail and business and how success happens and where it comes from. It comes from all over the map. It comes from the smallest towns to the biggest cities. But I would guess that more success comes out of smaller areas than anything else. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Being told by the board op that they apparently did sacrifice a baby last night, so there may be some things going on there. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live.
Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can wow and amaze your techie friends with the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet, and they're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
I think it's the kind of gift the kids will play with for a long time.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about one of the strangest conspiracy calls, I think, of all time on this show. And we've had a bunch of conspiracy calls. Normally it's all the same stuff. Normally it's 9/11 this and 9/11 that.
I wonder what they talked about before 9/11.
Kennedy.
Okay.
Oklahoma City bombing. That was another one.
Yeah.
But this guy believes that in order to be successful in America, you have to bow down before the elites, before the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and now I've forgotten it too. The other guys,
Bilderbergers, Rothschilds, and whatever.
The rich world controlling power mongering freaks. You have to beg for their permission. You have to probably do them some favors. Who knows what sort of suggestions he would have made as far as what was going on behind the scenes. But success isn't made by giving customers good service and expanding your operations. No, success is only because you've been subservient to the rulers. And it's just it's very disempowering, isn't it, Mark?
It's entirely disempowering. I can't believe that the people believe like that.
But he's probably not the only one.
You're never going to succeed in this world. That's essentially how it goes.
Well, he probably doesn't have any.
There
success.
Is no might of the human spirit. There is no one standing against all odds. You must kiss the ring, or you will have no success. We are all slaves of our overlord.
Now, we are all slaves to the government in that we are paying money to the government and they own a percentage of our income, so therefore we are technically slaves. That much might be true.
Well,
but we do have a level of freedom to associate and freedom to do business. And the fact is, these businesses that he was claiming there was some grand conspiracy theory, some secret cabal of men helping propel them to success, absolute nonsense. It's just nonsense. It's paranoid crackpot conspiracy theory, and I feel awful for anybody that thinks that way. Anybody that thinks the same way as that guy calling in, I can't imagine what life is like for you. I mean, you believe that around every corner is somebody trying, some sort of new conspiracy, some sort of dark cloak situation that you as the average American will never have the opportunity to be successful because the elites are going to keep you away from it or whatever, disempowering nonsense it is that you believe. And I just find it, I really wanted to continue to address this because I don't want anybody else to fall into that trap. There may be a lot of regulation, there may be a lot of government rules and a lot of crap that you have to deal with in order to do business here, but the fact is, it is a less regulated environment than anywhere else, and if you jump through enough hoops...
Well, not anywhere else, there's certainly Hong Kong.
Well, Hong Kong, okay, then many other places. But if you jump through enough hoops, you will be able to do business, and then it doesn't matter if you're satisfying the people in government. What matters, the number one factor, is satisfying your customers. And Sam Walton, the man behind Walmart, understood that. In fact, there's an excerpt here from the Walmart story. And as I pointed out earlier, I don't own stock in this company. In fact, I'd rather you shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com, personally. If you're going to buy some stuff, buy it from there. That way we get a cut. But that doesn't mean I can't appreciate a good businessman for putting a good product on the marketplace. And I think that the story is very interesting. And it has nothing to do with satisfying the elites and everything to do with satisfying customers. Let me share this with you. And again, I've got my critiques of Walmart, so please don't accuse me of pumping them up, okay? Many trace discount retailing's birth to 1962, the first year of operation for Kmart, Target, and Walmart. But by that time, Sam Walton's tiny chain of variety stores in Arkansas and Kansas, called Walton's, were already facing competition from regional discount chains. Sam traveled the country to study this radical, new retailing concept and was convinced it was the wave of the future. He and his wife, Helen, put up 95% of the money for the first Walmart store in Rogers, Arkansas. Ah, the other 5% were the Bilderbergers, wasn't it?
5%, big fat hairy deal.
No, of course not. He probably had an investor. Anyway, they put up the money for the first Walmart store in Rogers, borrowing heavily on Sam's vision that the American consumer was shifting to a different type of general store. Today, his gamble is a global company with more than 1.9 million associates worldwide and more than
1.9 million. That's bigger than a lot of states.
Yes, it is. And more than 7,000 stores and wholesale clubs across 14 markets. But it all started with an understanding of what consumers want from the retailer. Sam wrote in his autobiography, "The secret of successful retailing is to give the Bilderbergers what they want." Oh, no, wait. He didn't write that, did he? No. He said the secret of successful retailing is to give your customers what they want. And, of course, he's right. He went on to say, and really, if you think about it from the point of view of the customer, and every good businessman should, he says you want everything. A wide assortment of good quality merchandise, the lowest possible prices, guaranteed satisfaction with what you buy, friendly, knowledgeable service, convenient hours, free parking, and a pleasant shopping experience. Now, somebody's going to stop you and say, well, Walmart service is crap, and some of the products they sell aren't exactly good quality. But, you know, a lot of products they do sell are good quality. In fact, I would say many of their brands and products are great quality. Obviously, there's some cheapy stuff there, but you know what you're buying when you buy that stuff.
I think people do. And, you know, I've always gone by the rule, I saw this hanging up in some office somewhere, is that good, fast, cheap. You can have any two out of the three.
Well, and that's where I was going with this, is that, you know, Sam Walton definitely understood what it took to be successful in retail, satisfying the customer. And that list of things that you need to do to satisfy the customer is darn accurate. And the fact is, Walmart has been successful without really hitting 100% on all of those.
Mm.
I mean, you know, they're knowledgeable. He said knowledgeable service? Nah, not so much. It's friendly, for the most part, at Walmart. They smile, and, you know, they're friendly. But knowledgeable? No. Convenient hours? Yeah, okay, they've got that one. Free parking? They've got that one. Pleasant shopping experience? Some might say that the music's a little offensive in Walmart. I don't know. I'm sure people could poke holes in the shopping experience, and I'm sure there's the occasional gruff employee that needs to have a stern talking to. But again, you know, they might be 85% or even 70% to 100% on those things, but yet they've still managed to turn in their business into a multi-billion-dollar world conglomerate. And so my point is that, you know, as long as you're hitting some of those pretty hard, you can be successful.
Right.
He says you love it when you visit a store that somehow exceeds your expectations, and you hate it when a store inconveniences you or gives you a hard time or pretends you're invisible. Nobody likes to go into a store where you can't find anybody. And in many cases, that's Walmart. But still, again, you know, their products are so cheap, and it's so accessible that it makes up for the defects in other places. While other discounters such as Kmart quickly expanded across the country in the 60s, Sam was able to raise the funds to build only 15 Walmart stores. Walmart got the boost it needed in 1970 when its stock was offered for the first time on the New York Stock Exchange. The public offering created the capital infusion that grew the company to 276 stores by the end of the decade. So, this is not an overnight success. Business takes time, it takes money, and it takes effort. And the fact is, Walmart wasn't as successful as Kmart in the beginning. Kmart was growing a lot faster, but now Kmart's the one that's in trouble. And Sears had to bail them out. So it was the public that helped Walmart by pouring in money, not some secretive bankers. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, including the bulletin board system where there are all kinds of different conversations going on. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You will find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 300,000 posts await you. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
We go to the phones to the fun. Let's start with Lee in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee. Lee in Montana going once. Lee in Montana going twice.
No. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, there Lee, what's go. On your mind, sir?
I don't know. I was going to ask you many questions on the conspiracy, dude.
Okay. You can ask a couple, at least. Well, we don't have a lot of time, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, 5 or 10 years ago, I wouldn't have bought off on anything he said, but now I would. But okay. Just common knowledge. I'm going to ask you a simple question. You had mentioned how many hours a day you spend on research of your topics before you get on the air. And how many hours was that?
Oh, I don't research
or
jack squat.
Thereof.
I don't research jack squat. I don't need to.
That's right. You said it was a half hour. It's Free Talk Live, and the people tell us what we want to
hear. The purpose of the show is for people to call in about whatever they want.
There you go. Number
so,
two.
I know a little bit about everything.
And not a lot about anything.
That's right.
What
do you have
correct.
Specifically to say, sir, about this issue?
I'll agree completely with that.
You agree with the paranoid crackpot?
Pretty much.
Why?
If you had done any research in your life other than a half hour, and you said this on our radio station in this town on an interview, because the guy that does our local radio program spends 7 to 10 hours a day research and stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. Local live / national topics.
Great.
It is. It is very great. And that's
I'm glad
the beauty
he has
of
that
all.
Kind of time.
Pardon?
I'm glad he has that kind of time he can commit to his show prep.
Well, I don't know if you weren't chasing the old lady around the house. You might have time, but he's older than you, so he doesn't have to do that.
Well,
the point is, he does the hours of research, so he has documentation. He has facts. He has figures.
Uh-huh.
He has this. He has that. Walmart is definitely, in the last 15 years, been brought out by the New World Order.
Now, Lee, do you think you're pretty successful?
God, have a laugh attack.
But Lee, you're a pretty successful guy, right?
Mark's having a laugh attack. Well, yeah,
no, I'm
semi-successful.
And
you know, you sell your soul to the bank, or you do it the old-fashioned way, and you just work your way up.
Right, and the guy who owns the radio station.
I've done both.
Successful
the
guy.
The guy who owns the radio station did it the old-fashioned way. He worked himself up.
Right, and that's all we're saying, is I just don't believe for a second.
I'm a big believer in that, but...
Right, and the caller was saying otherwise. He was saying that you can't be successful without selling your soul to the Bilderbergers.
I guess that's all in the way you would want to describe the word successful.
Success.
Are you doing hundreds of thousands a year, millions a year, or billions a year, or hundreds of millions a year?
I'd like to think that you could make billions a year if the situation came out right and you could put together the right systems to serve people.
I'd like to think that, but maybe I'm jaded.
I'm a pretty jaded guy, Lee.
Self-employed, I think I'm kind of jaded.
I'm a pretty jaded guy myself, and I tend to be very cynical. But, you know, where is it that you... Now, you said that Walmart, at some point, got their
shot in the arm from... Anger says, well, you know, we're really trying to do this Chinese program and get, you know, some of these Chinese products off the world. I mean, my wife had an independent fabric store. We have some experience in this. And, you know, it's impossible to compete.
I just want to try to track this down.
I would agree it's difficult to compete.
Since you're so
well-researched, Lee. Now, since you're so well-researched and you've spent all this time or you've listened to somebody that has, what exactly was it that Walmart... I mean, where was the turning point for Walmart from successful business built from the ground up to allegedly taking,
late
80s. You know, 30 pieces of silver from the evil, secretive Bilderbergers?
Late 80s.
And what was it? What happened exactly?
Late 80s. It's like, how would you like to really expand? You know, you're up and coming. You got a hell of a marketing concept that nobody's really thought of. You know, you got to give
them
that.
What did they do exactly?
Buy wholesale, sell wholesale. You know, that was his marketing concept. He bought wholesale, bought low, sold low.
And
yeah,
exactly
they beat
changed?
Up their suppliers. There's no doubt about that. Well, if you want to sell with us, this is the price we're willing to pay, or we don't need to carry your stuff. And
hold on, Ellie. Slow down a second.
Stores, that'll scare you, you know.
What exactly happened? You haven't told me what happened yet. What happened?
What happened when?
With Walmart, when they went, you know, when they went bad in your mind. What happened?
What happened was they realized they had a little power. They had 300-400 stores. Okay, we're going to carry, you know, 10 of each of your 5 different products in our stores. So that's, you know, 20,000 units a year that you're going to be selling through our store. Let's say you sell bicycles.
Well, we understand that if a company's big, they can wheel and deal and buy in bulk. And
I know, and you can say no at any given time. That's still a prerogative, but You know, if they're 40-50% of your business, that's what happens if you get into bed with them.
Okay, I understand that Walmart is, they put a lot of pressure on their vendors to continue to lower prices, but...
Well, and if you're a big player and you pay quick, that should be, that, you know...
I don't want to talk about how Walmart does business. I want you to tell me, since you're so knowledgeable on this, where it was that Walmart, made the deal with the evil world conspiracy people that you believe in.
The late 80s.
What happened?
They said, how would you like to have a whole bunch more stores... And we'll furnish financing, and you can build them all over the place.
So you're saying they were an investor.
There's a lot of out there on that.
You're saying they were an investor?
Well, we'll just say we want to be a silent partner in your organization.
So you're saying that after 400 stores, obviously they were pretty successful in order to get to 400 stores. They got to 400 stores on their own, but they didn't have enough money to expand from there?
Pardon?
You're telling me that at 400 stores, they weren't successful enough to continue expanding on their own and they needed an influx of cash
not
from the Bilderbergers?
Not at the rate that they went at, no.
Well, it would seem like it would be exponential. If you make a lot of money from one store, you're going to make twice as much money from two. You're going to make three times as much money
from
three.
It doesn't work that way. I hate to inform you.
All right,
you.
Lee, well, we're going to agree to disagree on that one, my friend. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, okay. I mean, even if what he's saying is true and they got some influx of cash from some mysterious, spooky investor in the late 80s, so they got some cash and they expanded their operations. The fact is... No secretive group of men sitting in a smoky room somewhere can control the individual actions of actors in the marketplace. And when I say actors, I mean the people that are doing the buying and the selling. The people that are running the stores, the people that are coming in there purchasing products. I don't care what the people in the smoky room say. If the product sucks and the service sucks, I'm not going back. You can't force me to.
Well,
what is the point of all this?
I'm glad that Lee acknowledged that one can be successful without, selling one's soul to the Bilderbergers. Now, I don't know what it takes to make the jump from making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year into millions of dollars a year into tens of millions of dollars a year. I don't know, but I doubt it doesn't make any sense to me that that if you can do one, that you can't do the other.
Yeah. If you want to see, again, if you want to live in this world of paranoia and you want to live in this world where, there's a dark group of secretive men smoking cigarettes in a room around every single corner, that's fine. And you can go ahead and slam me for not spending a lot of time doing research every single day. I'm sorry. I'm busy growing my show. I'm busy, contacting stations and, sending emails, responding to people and doing the business things that I need to do behind the scenes here to make this show happen. More on the way, and it's working. So, how are you going to knock that?
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, on with your name. Maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go to amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase as long as you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. And, of course, today is Cyber Monday, so there's probably some really good deals over there. Of course, there's always really good deals at Amazon. And you know they've got 41 categories to shop in. You can buy used items, too, and we'll get a cut of that. Again, start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. So I just want to address one more thing about the suggestion, the sort of hit that Lee took, shot me with last segment about that, because I do a half an hour's worth of show prep, that somehow we're less worthy of a talk show.
Well, I think that one thing is we get sent a lot of articles by listeners, so we, sure. Some of our the workload's spread out. We don't have to go searching for articles because we get lots of them in our email boxes. So that's part of research that's cut down. Right. I do probably more than half an hour a day. I'm probably closer to hour and a half.
That's what I do right before the show is usually, less than a half an hour. But
I don't find a need for it because it's mostly people calling in, though.
Right. And counting, me looking at articles during the day, which I do. I mean, I don't actually have any set period of time where I sit down and do show prep except for right before the show. So if I'm checking email in the morning, then there's, a handful of articles I've been sent. I go and look at them and, find the ones that are interesting and mark them and that sort of thing. And that all takes time, but I can't really quantify what it is. But I can tell you it ain't 7 to 10 hours. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's no
for me either. And obviously, it's not necessary. The show is about you and what you want to talk about. We're not here to, preach, the conspiracy behind some situation or whatever that we have to have all kinds of intimate knowledge about. The great thing about doing this show, Mark, is, and it's been great from day one, is that we don't have to have a whole lot of intimate knowledge about much beyond freedom and liberty. And I know a lot about liberty and how, freedom works and the marketplace. And I have done a significant amount of research, if you want to call reading a book research, on that issue, on the issue of liberty and how we can reachieve it in our lifetime. I'm very, very interested in that process. Would you disagree that I'm not well-educated on that issue?
You're well-read and well-educated.
Well-read on that. And all of this other nonsense about the Bilderbergers and, you know, conspiracy theory and 9/11, none of it interests me. So I'm not going to spend any time on that. I have in the past, just out of curiosity, but, you know, I've rejected it, and I understand now that liberty is the answer, and talking about freedom is the solution, and helping other people understand liberty is an important thing in my life. And it's not the number one goal of this show. The number one goal is to be entertaining, and, of course, your phone calls. I find phone calls and the people listening to the show to be far more interesting than you or I, Mark. I mean, you're here to, you know, it's nice to have you here and talk to you and stuff, but you're not the interesting part of the show. It's the callers that are the interesting part of the show. If it weren't for the callers, we'd just be another talk show. So, I hope I've made that clear. 1-800-259-9231. And speaking of callers, we go to the phones, the Amp Line. It's Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
I just wanted to read this from Wikipedia real quick about Bill Gates.
Okay, sure.
William Henry Gates III was born in Seattle, Washington, to William H. Gates Jr. and Mary Maxwell Gates. His family was wealthy. His father was a prominent lawyer. His mother served on the board of directors for the First Interstate Bank and the United Way. And her father, J.W. Maxwell, was a National Bank president.
So maybe they are wrapped up in the Bilderbergers, huh?
Well, you know, I think that Bill Gates got lucky himself.
That's what I think. I think that success and luck are inexorably linked in this world. You have to go out and work every day in order to get lucky.
And also, I mean, if he started his, and I know he started his business in his garage. Now, you know, certainly you've obviously verified the claim that his family was old money. Okay, so that much,
I don't know if that's old money, but they are successful.
Well, they had money, okay, and he didn't, you know, his parents were wealthy, okay, so that's obviously been verified, but obviously it seems to me that mom and dad weren't really heavily involved in the startup of Bill's business in that he was starting it in his garage. You know, doesn't seem like he had a whole lot of capital to get started with, so, you know, I'm jumping to a conclusion here, but I think that if I were a wealthy parent, I would do my best to insulate my children from, you know, giving them a whole bunch of free stuff and spoiling them.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a bad idea.
I would want them to make their own way in the world. I would not want them to grow up being dependent on the money that I had. I would want them to come up with, you know, again, to start their own business on their own with their own money that they got from, you know, working hard as opposed to just giving them an influx of cash. And, you know, it doesn't sound like he got that from them.
No, I don't know if any of that's true. I don't know really very much about Bill Gates at all, except what I just read you.
Yep, thanks for the research, though.
I went and looked it up real quick on Wikipedia.
See, yep. This is why we don't have to do research, because we have listeners like you.
Right, you know, and we're willing to admit when we're wrong. I mean, apparently he's got, you know, his parents had some money. I don't know if that means the verifies any claims beyond that.
Right, his parents weren't doing the software programming. You know, his parents weren't the ones that were satisfying the customers. They're just, you know, they were successful in their own life.
I believe he bought the DOS system, the DOS system, from somebody for about $50,000.
Really?
Yeah, I think originally, yeah.
And that's what made him, you know, all that money. And then he was really smart about the contract that he signed with IBM. When he signed a contract with IBM, something to the effect of he made he did link the processing and the I don't know whether it was Intel or IBM, but he linked the processing and the software system together. So as Intel grew, he also grew.
Interesting. Very good, Matt. Thanks for the information. And that's what's, you know, the phone lines are always open here. So if you hear us with misinformation, if you hear us repeating stuff we've heard that's not true, which we're guilty of.
Right. Try that on another radio show, by the way. Good luck.
Call in and correct us. Fine. 1-800-259-9231. Again, the show about your calls. That's the purpose here. Let's go and talk to Nick in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, okay.
That was kind of the point of my call. I was just really quick. I think people are offended way too easily, and I heard something today that people were talking about, you know, should you say Merry Christmas, should you say Happy Holidays, should you say Season's Greetings, and I just think it's stupid. I mean, like, I went into Target today, and there was, not Walmart, by the way, although I do love Walmart. Anyway, I walk in, and it had a sign that said Happy Holidays, and the very next sign, exact same size and everything, said Merry Christmas.
Interesting.
Like,
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking, well, you know, are they covering all bases? I don't know. So, I mean, I just thought that was weird because people get offended really easy. And I used to work at a restaurant, and they actually told me you cannot say Merry Christmas to people. You have to say have a happy holidays. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm like, who cares, you know?
I think the pendulum has swung on this. Because I have a friend of mine is Jewish. I think he's part of that big Jewish banker conspiracy. Actually. But his mother said to me one time, I think I said Merry Christmas, she says, I'm Jewish. Well, I know you're Jewish because he's Jewish. But, you know, some people just want to say, hey, I'm Jewish. I'm a little different than you. This is the thing that makes me different and exciting. Okay, great.
Well, it also seems that Americans are looking to be offended.
But now the pendulum swung to if you say happy holidays, then people who believe in Jesus are, you know, they've been whipped up by Bill O'Reilly and they're stealing Christmas. They're taking it away from us.
Well,
I think it's the
fact that people get offended because I'm a Christian and I don't care if people are like happy Hanukkah. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Whatever.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
I don't care.
Thin skinned. That's what they are.
Yeah. Like I heard this other thing real quick. I heard this other thing about some Australia. I heard this on the radio today. Some guy like in a Santa suit, he was saying, you know, ho, ho, ho to the kids, you know, and the people at the store said, you need to say ha, 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 because it sounds too much like the American slang for a prostitute.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that is actually a story. I actually had that in front of me here from the Star Tribune, StarTribune.com. The Santas are being instructed to say ha, ha, ha. However, the recruitment firm has told the Telegraph that it was misleading to say the company had banned the greeting. It was being left to each individual Santa to decide. So at this point, it's not a mandate. It's just a suggestion. But yes, you're right. People are way too oversensitive, and that's just how it is. I mean, what can you say about it? I think it's awful, and I think it's silly, and thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go in the remaining moments to Chewbacca in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Chewy, hello. Now, I don't know what Chewy's been up to. I haven't gotten any Chewy press releases recently. I know that he likes to go out and stand on street corners and hold a Ron Paul Rebel Alliance sign. Is that what you've done today, Chewy? I'll take that as a yes. I have no idea what his schedule is like. I don't know what city he's going to be in next. But if you're in New Hampshire, it could be a city somewhere near you. And so you may very well see Chewbacca standing on the side of the road waving signs for Ron Paul. It's been pretty amazing. Now, Chewy, if people go to RidleyReport.com, they can see what you're up to, right? Which I'm a fan of Ridley Report.
Yeah, me too. I think it's really well done.
I do like it. It's a great window into the world of activism here in New Hampshire. It's a YouTube channel. So go to RidleyReport.com. It'll get you right to it.
I think we're supposed to be on there at some point.
We've been on there. I can tell you that. Yeah. So there you go. Chewy, thanks for the call. He's gone. All right. It's Meanie in here with you.
And Mark. The phone slipped out of those furry fingers.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is George.